piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Peach time.
Yes, it's peach time right now.
Yeah, what a great time of year.
Well, this year especially, John, because last year we didn't have any local peaches because there was some freak little freeze that killed all the blossoms on Tom and Lynn McCammon's trees out in Paradise. They have Forbidden Fruit Orchard, which is where they grow peaches and cherries and other fruits, but peaches are what they are really known for. And I am so thrilled to have them back this year, the peaches. I love eating them out of hand. It's rare that I will preserve them in any form. I don't like to freeze them because the cells explode and they lose too much juice. I have canned a peach or two in my time,
but I
would much rather eat them fresh and bake them.
I'll tell you what, Greg, if you do canned peaches, you will be very grateful for it in December and January.
Oh, yes. Well, I made some.
Even though it's not the same, right? I agree with you. 90% of my peach consumption comes out of my hand.
I've been baking peaches and cobblers and pies and in galettes.
Oh,
and a galette
is
this very rustic French tart where you'd roll out a sheet of pastry, sprinkle the inner core of the pastry and maybe a disc of about 10 inches or so of ground up nuts. It could be almonds, it could be walnuts, it could be hazelnuts, it could be macadamia nuts, mixed with a little bit of sugar and flour and a bit of cinnamon. And then you'd layer your peaches that you've peeled and cut into little wedges to cover this circle of nut mixture. And then you dot it with butter, a couple of tablespoons.
Right.
And then you fold the edges of the pastry, 2 inches of pastry all around that's not covered with anything. And you'd fold it over to kind of pack the peaches in. And then the central area is left exposed. And then you'd sprinkle, a half cup of sugar over that. I like to brush the edge of the pastry itself with a bit of water and sprinkle some sugar on that. Gives it a nice crunchy texture. And then bake it at 400 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes. It's wonderful. It's so easy to serve. Nothing fussy about it. And the recipe is going to be up on the MTPR website under the Food Guys, along with a couple of recipes. One recipe is for making your own homemade creme fraiche. Very easy to do. You can serve the creme fraiche with the peach galette and also creme anglaise, which is this classic French sauce. So there's going to be a link to the creme anglaise recipe, but there actually will be the creme fraiche recipe along with the galette recipe on mtpr.org.
We need the creme fraiche and the creme anglaise. For other things as well.
Absolutely.
If you're serving peaches.
Plain raw peaches. Yeah. Creme anglaise. Or a dollop of creme fraiche will be just great.
It would be superb. It's amazing how it elevates that a little bit. Not that it needs a great deal of.
But you know the phrase peaches and cream? Well, that's a perfect combo.
And there's a reason for that phrase.
There's a reason for that phrase.
That's why people rejoice in it, because they know what is coming. Is it the acid in the peach?
Cream is neutral in terms of acidity. It's the mouthfeel. Fatty stuff tastes very good to us because we prize fat as a nutrient that we can store. When we actually had very, very active lives and we were really working all the time using our bodies, fat is a precious commodity. It's the most efficient way to capture energy. And then it's there for us to use when we need it for work. It's just natural to us that we want to have fat, but it's that sweetness that comes with the fat and the acidity of the peaches. And you know, creme anglaise works incredibly well with strawberries.
That goes without saying. You can use this on other things, folks.
Yes.
Take it from me. It's really good on plums, strawberries, just about anything that you can imagine.
But just rejoice.
Rejoice
in peaches. This is the time for peaches. Concentrate on peaches right now.
You'll look back fondly upon this if you have another one of these bad seasons. I hope everybody's having a good season throughout our audience.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Apparently, we're having a pretty good one here. We hope that you will look forward to coming back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.